Greeting, true believers, and welcome to the 26th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Lily One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, Fokies.
Hooray.
Hello.
You are.
I like Fokies.
You are, Ray.
Not a ton, but I can get used to it.
All right, we'll go with it again someday.
All right. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Cool. All right, so we are in the week of 217 through 224, also known as the week that Deadpool came out, and it's awesome. So let's go with that. Deadpool dailies for the week. Today got you a Green Hulk. Tomorrow, Yellow Sam Wilson. Friday, Red Psylocke. Saturday, the Blue Beast. Sunday, Purple Bullseye. Monday, Yellow Steve Rogers. Tuesday, everyone's favorite, Red Sentry. And next Wednesday is Black Punisher. For your Crash of the Titans! Today's was Professor X. And right. I found that, man, it's just like the Invisible Woman. You get invisibility going, and life is easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Huh. Did you do it on the first try?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. And by easy peasy lemon squeezy, you mean if you don't have some blue to go with that? It is the longest, saddest grind.
I suppose that's probably true.
And it embarrassingly took me 3 tries, because I don't have the blue, so she had to do was, you know, just catch me once without invisibility, and I was doomed.
Oh, sure.
It depended on, you know, how it dropped at first. If every time I was doing well, like, the next time I'd play, and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to throw some boosts on there so I'd get them even faster, they'd be like, what? Purple? We're not going to drop any purple this game. And I'm like, oh my god, I have 800 hit points left. Yeah, this is the worst.
I apparently got the perfect game because I went in with no boost. I just jumped in. And my first 3 moves were like all matching purple. I invisible, you know, so I got to go invisible almost instantaneously. And then really the board never dropped purple again. So my invisibility tile just sat off to the side on like the first column on the left. And then she decided that she would eventually, you know, get enough that she could throw out her stupid, you know,
double cross.
Yeah, and then once that happened, it was over.
Right, that's actually
just
the key.
Mowed her down.
Yeah, well, no, the double cross, I agree. That was the only thing that, you know, helped me along, because not only was I grinding for what felt like just forever, because I couldn't do any damage, then, you know,
her stupid
inevitably she could throw out Shadow Step.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh my god!
Yeah, that was the worst part, because I took like, oh, for the next 5 turns, I get to do nothing. Awesome. Match. No damage. Match. No damage. Match. No damage. I'm like,
In my first round, it was exactly as you described. No purple on the screen whatsoever. It was a slow grind until she finally got a power and killed me. Then my second one, I'm like, alright, I'm putting all my boosts in. I'm putting all of my ISO into Professor X.
Wow.
I got him up to level 138. I'm like, all right, surely now I can do it.
Don't
and it
me
took
surely.
Me like a minute and a half. I matched some purple, made an invisibility. She immediately responded by putting tiles out for me that I then just increased in power until she died. It took me, about a minute and a half.
Yeah, the first time I did it was super quick. And I was like, oh, that was easy. But
I got it, but it was a long, slow.
Sweet. Everybody was a winner. What did everyone get? I got a Miles.
That's exactly what I got.
Really?
Yep.
Ian?
Same color?
I don't recall the color, to be honest with you.
I got his the stun, so that's what? The red power?
Okay. I got a yellow kingpin.
Ooh.
Oh, I would have loved to have got a yellow kingpin.
Me too. I don't have yellow. I cannot summon anybody with my kingpin.
In the exact same boat.
And that's super exciting, Ian, because guess who's next on the Crash of the Titans?
Oh, I don't know that I can compete, but...
It's Kingpin, though! Yeah,
I know! I'll try! We'll talk about this more later, but, you know, I still don't think I'm up to snuff. But I was happy to get some more Kingpin.
Right.
Now, because I got to sample him a lot during the PvE Deadpool.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yep, and I learned, you know, how to use him more efficiently. I learned that Black works even without tiles being out there. I had no idea.
It does. Yeah, it's not as damaging, but still good.
No, but still. I was like, wow, Kingpin is great.
Yeah, Kingpin is awesome. Once we run out of 3 stars, we'll kick up to talking about 4 stars.
Sure.
Maybe we'll do him as one of the first ones, because he's pretty sweet. All right, events going on right now. The return of Hearts of Darkness.
Woohoo!
Which is an event I think we all enjoyed the first time around.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm enjoying it a second time. I'm actually rereading everything, every bit of it, and enjoying it again.
Yeah, this one I've been reading too, because I had enjoyed the story on this one. So that's going right now. 27,000 points will get you a green gray suit. 54,000 will get you 25 big CP. First through 10th place gets you a Sue Storm of some variety, and 11 through 200 are Quicksilver covers. So maybe those rewards aren't so great, but I love the story. Coming up next in PvE land is the Hulk. 43,500 gets you a green Quicksilver, 77,000 for 25 CP. So that one's going to be a grind to get that many points. First top 10 people get Ant-Man, and an 11 through 200 are all Hulk covers.
Man, stop giving me Quicksilver. I don't have him championed. I'm just sad.
Well, apparently you shouldn't be spending all that ISO on Melonhead. Right. You should have been safe for Quicksilver.
And they just made changes to him. Oh, yeah. So does that mean... I wonder if that means that in the next round of PvEs, they're going to start flooding him with Iron Man covers.
Oh, could be.
Like, we just fixed Iron Man. Check him out. Please, give him a second chance.
Yeah, good point. PvP events. Season 24 is up and running. In the season, 3,000 will get you a Yellow Sentry. The 10-pack remains at 4,000. 10,000 will get you 25 command points. And then the ludicrous rewards for the crazy guy who gets to finish first gets 4 10-packs. Second through 5th place gets 3 10-packs. 6 through 25 gets 2 10-packs. And the top 50 still get a 10-pack. Then it goes down to, like, 5 covers and so on down the line. I have never finished remotely that high in a season, so we'll see how that goes. Shield Simulator this time around gets you a Yellow Black Panther at 1,700.
Ooh.
And Red Nova at 2,000.
Wow.
So I want to get through to that to get a Nova cover.
Yeah, I suppose so. One Nova cover doesn't sound very enticing, but at the same time, I want a Nova.
Yeah. And man, as much as I made fun of stupid Spider-Gwen, because she's dumb, she hits like a ton of bricks.
Oh my gosh, Cherry Bomb is
holy
brutal.
Shnikes, Cherry Bomb is explosive.
Yeah. I see what you did there. I liked it.
So, man, I hate the concept, but she's devastating.
She is a good character.
She's
got
all that stun going on. She's got some healing going on, and she punches you for all the damage. Anywho, back to this other game. 8 is enough wrapped up in PvP. 800 gets you a green Doc Ock. 1,000 got you a purple Miles. 1,300 was your 25 CP. First place was Blue Reed Richards. 2 to 50 was Beast plus some CP, and 51 to 100 were Beast covers, which then led you into the current running event, which is the Real McCoy. 800 for a Blue Beast, 1,000 Yellow Reed Richards, 1,300 for the 25. First place is Purple Spider-Gwen. 2 through 100 are Steve Rogers with the top 50 folks getting CP thrown on for good measure.
Yeah, that'll have to hit kind of hard. I'd really like to keep boosting my cap.
Right.
Beast is still making me sad. That's another character that I can't...
I love Beast.
I love the Beast. I don't have him championed yet.
No.
Trying to pump ISO into the silly Kamala Khan now so I can get her up to usable level.
I'm currently trying to save up all my ISO to get Dr. Doom championed.
Oh, so that's worth it.
Interesting segue.
Yes, sir.
And by interesting, I mean mildly interesting. So, last week, I reached out to the community, and as always, they were correct. And I'll tell them all that they were correct. Magneto was absolutely the correct choice when put forth the query of She-Hulk, Mohawk, or Magneto to champion.
Mm.
However, sad twist. I still didn't make it.
No.
I looked and I had about 30 minutes left on my Magneto cover, and I was only at about 83,000 ISO. So I was like, I'm not going to get 27,000 ISO in the next 30 minutes. Even if I open all my covers and get unbelievably lucky in both Deadpool and the one standard cover zone. So I immediately gave up. However, before I realized that I had doomed, I cracked open a few covers here and there, some Deadpool covers and some other covers that I had stockpiled. Long story longer, missed out on Magneto, sold him for ISO, still wasn't really as close as I thought. So, in distraught frustration, I sold both Mohawks and both She-Hulks. However, in an attempt to get enough ISO to champion Magneto, I now have four Dr. Doom covers sitting on the vine. So I will champion Dr. Doom and boost him right up.
All right. Yeah, I've got two Dr. Doom covers in the Dying in the Window, so I'm trying to get him going.
I've got four of him and two of Squirrel Girl, but I just can't pass up four of one person.
No, of course. No. Well, he is good. He's not as dynamic as Magneto, you know, as versatile in different situations.
No, but he is just fine.
That diabolic plot. Oh, crap.
He's in the giant, sneaks right up on you.
The giant head team. I mean, he comes out and gets you. It's so devastating.
So that's how that panned out. So everybody who recommended Magneto, thank you, and you were correct. I'm sorry that I let you down.
All right, on the message of the day had come up, the Hero Point Sweepstakes is back up.
Right.
So everyone tried to enter to win that 40,000 Hero Points, because that'd be sweet.
Couldn't it be like 400,000 ISO? That would be even better.
Or like 400 Command Points.
Wow. No, I don't care. I want ISO.
Yeah, I was going to say, all that would be mind-blowing. I was going to say, while I was scrambling to try to get enough ISO for Magneto, I found myself, you know, thinking and almost saying things that, you know, other than the obligatory hatred that I would hear from Craig, like, I should never say. Like, I'm opening some Deadpool covers, and I'm like, ooh, what's this one? Oh, 250 Hero Points. Bummer.
I hate you guys. I told Ray, though, I think I might my all-time record for Hero Points. I have 1,365 as an odd number.
Wow!
But that's how many I've got right now.
That's awesome. That's like one hero slot and some shields.
Yeah, exactly.
An odd number. How do you have a...
I don't know. I've got 1,365. That's what it says on my screen.
Huh. Interesting.
But, so I'm going to... If I get a new character or something, I'll totally have a spot to throw him into. Another thing that came up today on the screen was that the Iron Man Model 40 updates have gone live as of today, February 17th.
Yeah, right before a lightning round that had him as the featured character.
Oh, did it? I did not look at lightnings at all today.
I've been hitting the lightning rounds to try and, you know, farm ISO.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really should play those more, but I just don't.
Not that I want to just completely give away my strategy, and not even that it's my strategy, but if you hit the lightning round right away, you know how the first three fights in a PvP are easy?
Right.
If you hit the lightning round, like, right as it comes out, you can get, like, 10 to 12 of those stupid easy fights.
Wow.
And they're all worth 70, you know, plus 30 ISO. So that's 100 ISO around for all these really easy fights. Hmm. It's a good place to farm ISO.
Okay.
I'll be more mindful of
especially if you're if you're stuck at work in training and don't have anything better to do.
Right.
Can't like pay attention or anything, you know.
Right.
Right. Have either of you ever gotten a lightning round recruit token?
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
The wait, what are you talking about? The one stars that
the ones that are specific to that lightning round. You go there and you look to see what the prizes of a lightning round are, like the top 20 right. finishers in the lightning round get a lightning round recruit token.
Oh, that recruit token.
Let me. Yes, you're correct. Nope, you have to be in the top 25.
Right.
Right. Now that go. I know what you're talking about.
I do
about,
not believe I've ever gotten one of those.
No.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I tend to fail to remember that these things even exist.
Right.
Because they're, you know, during the weekdays, during the day, I just don't even notice them.
Yeah, the current lightning round that is featuring Iron Man, I played probably 8 or 9 sessions, all of them pretty easy, and I am ranked number 691. So no, I have no chance of getting in the top 25.
That makes sense. Wow. That's usually where I end up, but I was just curious. Huh. Actually, I don't usually end up that high.
They're fairly aggressive.
Now, also, as we know, I rarely am able to pay attention to what Craig says. So if we've already addressed this, I apologize, but how did you guys do for the Valentine's Day PvP matchmaking event?
That was the storyline event, right?
No,
it was a PvP.
It was a PvP where the required character would alternate between regular Deadpool and four-star Deadpool.
Yeah, it didn't alternate for me.
It did for me.
I had probably 30 matches in a row where I had to use four-star Deadpool.
Interesting.
Which was much less useful to me than three-star Deadpool.
Right.
Like everybody I went up against had three-star Deadpool, and I had four-star Deadpool.
Weird.
And I hated it a whole, you know, because I would much rather play with three-star Deadpool.
Right. I like the prizes that they offered, you know, for progression. There were a lot of command points available. You got to open tokens in a vault, which I am, you know, well known for enjoying.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I just wish I had gotten more 3-star Deadpool.
Yeah, it was a good event. I didn't get to put much time into it. I think I ended up with barely making the 300 points for the Alliance requirement.
I think I made it to 450 because that was the last place that I felt I could achieve to get a command point. So once I got that 450 command point, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I like the prizes, the way that they changed up a bit. Got a 2-star token, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
I don't think I made it that far, though. I like playing Deadpool because I had just seen the movie.
Okay.
So it was fun. But
yeah, so I don't know. I think you did much better than I, it sounds like.
Right. Oh, and on that same vein, but there was a Deadpool story event. How did you guys do?
It got to, mine was expiring whatever night that was. Last night, Monday night, Sunday night, I don't know.
Monday, Sunday, sounds right.
In any case, it got down to the wire, and with 8 minutes left to go in the event or something, I was trying to grind it out, and all of my things that I could do were worth, you know, were like less than 100.
Right.
And I ended up finishing 1,000 points short of the top prize.
Oh, sad.
So I was super sad.
So there was no token for you?
There was no legendary token for me.
And how'd you finish?
Well, clearly not even remotely close to anything. I didn't even finish the point.
Ah, that's hard to hear. Again, it's because you guys are... Ray, did you have any... Did you play
it
at all?
No, I didn't even do as good as Craig. I played it. I think I got... I don't remember who it was, but whoever was, you know, you got so far, one of the prizes was you got a 3-star. I know I played it past that because it was, I'm pretty sure it was someone I had championed.
Doom.
Although was it Doom?
It was a 3-star Doom.
Yeah, I think that's where one of my Doom covers came from.
That's how I ended up with one of my many Doom covers.
Okay, that would make sense. So I got that, and I think that's about as far as I got.
Yeah, the slices you play in, you can not have to get to the max amount of points.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the slices I play in... If you don't have the top prize by, like, the third day in, you can forget about finishing in the top, like, 200.
That is brutal, because I was going to say, I did right in between you guys. I got whatever the prize was, like, one or two prizes beyond Dr. Doom, I got, but I was still probably, you know, if it was, you know, 40-some thousand to get that legendary token, I was at 30-some thousand, so it wasn't happening. But, man, I was... 52nd overall, so I got a brand new Spider-Gwen.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, I would have loved to have gotten a Spider-Gwen.
Yep, a red Spider-Gwen at that. Oh, so I got to use it right away. I was like, cherry bomb! Punch! It was awesome.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yes. Thanks, D3, for balancing your game so well.
Hey, speaking to all those developers who love to listen to our show.
Yes.
Would it be possible to add... I know the answer is going to be no, it would take way too much time. But I would love to have a feature somewhere in the game... where I could go back and look at my results of things that have passed.
Right.
Like somewhere, like if, just so that I could go back and look at that event and see how I finished.
Oh. Nope.
Like it'd be nice that, you know, per person there was some kind of scoreboard you could look at. And
yeah.
I understand that, you know, that would probably take a lot of coding and
yes,
extra data to be sent around, but it'd be nice.
I now understand your request, but yeah, I guess if you know, you could have more detail in your personal account.
Right.
I would like that.
Just, you
I
know,
agree.
Random stats of, you know, you average,
yeah,
you know,
I was going to say.
You get an average finish of 58th. You know, you,
right.
Whatever. You know, the character you use the most is this one, you know.
Right. That would be cool.
Your
I agree.
Average damage is this much. You know, just some right. random.
Yep. Random things stats. To catalog so that you can enjoy.
Exactly.
This is the maximum number of damage you've generated after the word victory flashed on the screen.
I don't want that.
I do.
That'd be fun. Anyway, I'm sure that wouldn't be coming anytime soon, but if you guys ever get bored with what you want to code next into the game, that would be exciting.
Yeah.
You know, because I know Ray loves to chase achievements like there's no tomorrow.
I do.
In video games. So if you could put achievements in for, you know, do, you know, X many thousand points of damage with giant melon head attack, right. Ray would totally be playing nonstop melon head to make that happen.
Sure. Yeah, people like achievements.
Yeah, so it'd be fun.
They're like little, you know, they're goals.
Yeah, I think
that
someone
exciting. Else is set for you.
Yeah,
little achievements that when you get them don't give you anything at all except the you know accomplishment. Yes,
yeah.
I'm all about those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, so I have a question for either one of you. When I start my game, down in the bottom left-hand corner, an Infinite Interactive banner has suddenly appeared. Has this appeared on your games? If so, why?
It has, and I had the same question, so I went and prowled the forums.
Oh,
and it appears that the company there, Infinity Interactive,
yes,
they are the original developers of Puzzle Quest itself.
Yeah, well, me.
So it says that they consulted on Marvel Puzzle Quest, which Demiurge developed, but you know, must have licensed in some way from these Infinity Interactive folks. So I don't know, there must have been some agreement or some renewal or something where you know, they now get to put their logo on the front of the game.
Okay, interesting. Well, thanks, those guys. Yeah. I like this game.
Yeah.
And I like the original Puzzle Quest and Puzzle Quest 2.
Just not enough to play them now that this one's out.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, I only got time for one match 3 game. Come on.
I was going to say, I can barely have time to play this on two different formats, let alone...
That's true.
Meet all the goals for my alliance, which are minimal, but I'm a whiner.
Yeah, all that is true. All that is very true. All right, here's the big thing. The Deadpool Daily Quest has been changed. As we discussed last week, it was going to more randomness. The new randomness has kicked in this week. Love it or hate it? What say you?
Glorious.
The first day I played it, I wasn't a big fan. I played it and lost two of the fights. I'm like, holy crap. But then day two went back to being about normal. Day three was like easy. Day four was, you know, back to being a little difficult, you know, a little fluctuation. I consider this all to be random.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like it. I got different teams that can do the job.
Yeah, same here. I've gone from essentially phoning it in on a daily basis to having to really try.
Yep. And sometimes it does work out much easier than the old one.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Since the changes went live, my wife was able to complete her first, you know, entire thing and get the, you know, get all the rewards.
Beta enchilada. Daily.
Yeah, so she was able to complete the enchilada. She was able to do the whole thing. She got her 2 taco tokens, and it was just, you know, one day that the matches were just right for her, and she was able to do it. So I know a lot of people are saying, oh, it's much harder than it used to be, and there are times it is. Today's one where it had a bunch of Ultron bots.
Two waves of 6 Ultron bots? That
one
brutal.
Was rough. That one was rough. But the other days, I think the randomness works in your favor.
It really does, and then some of it's just fun. I love seeing the Venom symbiote freaks show up.
Oh, man, some of those are rough. That guard dog attack bites you a lot? Oh.
Yeah. Yep. I like that some of the fights have Ultron Prime in them.
Yeah.
I like that, that, again, like I said, I like that I have to try. I like that I have to pay attention. I like that sometimes I show up and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I just breeze through this 1-star fight and I'm like, oh, 2 2-star actual characters and only 1 jabroni?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, the first time that happened, I was like, uh-oh, I got my Venom.
I was like, oh, no.
Venom still cleared the day, so. Woohoo,
yeah.
Venom.
Yep. Same on my end with Iron Man, but I was nervous. I won't lie.
So yeah, I really like it. You know, that's just me, but I think it's cool. I like this change.
I'm glad they made the changes. It definitely revitalizes the Deadpool Daily.
Yeah, because previously, I mean, you knew exactly what to expect.
Yep.
You could use the same team every day. I mean, I still loved it, but yeah, it was rote. You know, it was completely non. You didn't have to think about it at all.
Yeah, it still remains one of the, you know, more valuable assets as far as, you know, acquiring tokens, acquiring ISO, and, you know, helping you with big transactions. I mean, that's, I've felt, you know, at least in the early stages and in my other mobile version of the game that I play, where I'm currently trying to make the 2 to 3-star transition, it's, you know, essential for that transition.
Yeah. Right.
But now it's all those things, and it's fun. It's a surprise once again.
Yep, I'm loving
it. So, yeah. Absolutely. 2 thumbs up for the fine folks at Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I agree. Ray, what you got from the listener folks?
Tons. There are so many comments. So I think what I'm going to have to do is go through and pick like the top 5 comments and run with those. But this week what I tried to do is compile comments into various subjects. So since we already, Ian already skipped ahead and thanked people for their comments about Magneto and, suggesting use Magneto. I just, I'll mention that, Leonard, Stinkfist, Noble Browncoat, Erico 212, those were all people who suggested Magneto. And, I believe Ian specifically thanks you.
Yes.
New listener, I wanted to bring up Fireside Owl on Reddit.
Okay.
I like bringing up new listeners. Somebody says that they came on and and started listening. I just like bringing them up. I think it's fun. These people have consistently, for the past 3 months, made us number one in video games on Podomatic. And yeah, I want to mention as many names as possible.
Woohoo!
Before you start only taking the top five and right. Everybody starts not making the cut.
Exactly.
And this I'm was your chance, you everybody.
Now you're going to have to compete. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but in any case, there were a lot of comments on Reddit. We got a lot of comments on Reddit. We got several comments on the website. We even got some people signing, what's it called? The contact on our contact page. So, yeah.
Hey, maybe we could raffle off that, you know, the best comment per month gets to appear on the show.
That is a terrible prize, but...
Oh.
Wah, wah.
I like it.
So we still don't know who the Villains Need Love 2 character is referencing, but there were a lot of people guessing, taking a guess on the different forums. BBF2 on Reddit says that it could be a reference to Madam Mask. Sure. I have no idea who that character is. Apparently, she is now on Agent Carter.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, that's a new one.
I don't know. I only half watch it, and I don't know. Is she the current villain on Agent Carter? I don't know. I'm not up to date on Agent Carter.
If she is, they haven't called her by that name that I've recalled.
No.
She must be the German woman who was trained in the orphanage.
Okay. I still haven't finished season one on Agent Carter, so I'm at a complete loss.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah, I just jumped right in on season two. It seemed to work out okay.
Another person that is being suggested, Black Hat. I think was that Ian that suggested? Might have been Black Hat.
Sure.
D-Wing Illinois says that he agrees Black Hat is a likely suspect, as did Astro Monkey 9. And... hiding from muggles says that Black Cat would fit, however, he is still thinking Green Goblin. And along that same line, so is Leonard. Leonard says he thinks the next character is going to be Green Goblin. He's just going to keep saying that until we get him.
Okay. Turns out that has not worked at all for Nightcrawler.
Sure.
No matter how many times I say it, the developers just like to laugh at me a lot and be like, ha, never going to happen, jerk. So, there you go.
Oh, and also Jayhawk Inc. also thinks that it's going to be Green Goblin. And if you remember, I said it. I thought it was going to be. So a lot of people leaning toward Green Goblin, a lot of people leaning toward the Black Cat. We still have no idea at this point. No solid evidence.
I stand by
evidence.
My Enchantress.
Yeah. Is it just me? Is it every time Ray says Black Cat, I get the song, like the Top Cat theme song in my head?
And it is genuinely just you.
Okay. Black Cat. She's the leader in the...
No.
Yeah. No, no one knows this cartoon.
You.
I don't even know
what you...
I
remember it. I know Top Cat well.
Yeah, Top Cat was a great show.
Not even a little bit.
Huh.
I don't know why. Sometimes I'm there with you, but this is not
that usually you're on board when I go way off board, but...
Right.
All right,
sorry.
Fine. I'll move on.
Yeah, you're a man on an island on this one, buddy.
All right. Ray, keep going.
Jayhawk Inc. also, I have to mention this. He posted a literal wall of text. Apparently, he finally is caught up and got to listen to this last episode as it was new for the first time.
Woohoo!
And he posted, apparently, the entire time he was listening to the show.
Stream of consciousness post?
Kind of, yes. And in the middle of it, he says, oh, expletive, you're talking about me right now as I type this comment.
I know. Well, who is that other person who you have to maintain the time loop with?
I don't know. I don't know. It's not in front of me right
Ray?
Now, man. I don't know.
Oh, man. You better edit this show.
Time loop is... good job, Data.
And then when you can record it yourself later when you do the editing, you should be like, it was this guy! And just, you
right.
know...
Nope.
Wait, Ian, nope. Let's leave a convenient pause right here so Ray can edit in the answer.
Too late. He already dated his way out of this time loop. He inserted the number 3 and recognized it as Riker's insignia.
Well, yeah, I can tell by the number of pips you have on your jacket that you were cheating at poker. Wait, what?
That's a good episode.
Bri the Fry Guy and Jayhawk Inc. also, that's a third Jayhawk Inc., by the way, because he just commented on everything. They also disagreed with us that Hulk has at least some uses, but they think 3-star Spidey needs the revamp.
Oh, love. Enough with the Spider-Man people.
Right. And then, see, like, I understand that,
you know, Stan Lee invented this comic and he was the first superhero with problems and blah, blah, blah. People love the Spider-Man. Let's move on. Something else.
Nope. And I'm with them because I think perhaps what I answered to that question was, which one of those would I like to see revamped more?
Yes.
But you're right. Spider-Man probably needs it more. But Spider-Man, really, I just see him as a support character, and he does it pretty well.
Yes, I agree with that completely.
So he doesn't need that much help.
Whereas Hulk should be the Hulk, and should be, like, dominating things. Yeah.
But he's not useless by any stretch.
No. Well, especially not for Galacti events and things.
Right. I just feel like Red could do something totally different, and Green could be a little stronger. And maybe Black could stop injuring you.
I think that their point is that the three-star Spider-Man could do a little bit of damage, right? He doesn't do any damaging whatsoever. Right. But I'm on board with you. I think he's a good support character. If we're asking what we want more, yeah, I would like a little bit better Hulk. I think we've got Spider-Gwen now, who does enough damage for everyone.
Who, as we said, hits like a ton of bricks. So, yeah.
Ooh, but on that topic, again, because I got to sample her using my own and the one that they supplied to play with a little bit, I did not understand her, I believe, yellow power. It does not heal her at all. It only heals her teammates.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that.
Yes.
Interesting.
It heals everyone but her. It's super frustrating. But it does throw out web tiles, which makes everything a little bit better on the other end. But I was really fascinated by the fact that she does not seem to benefit from her own yellow.
Well, you know, when you're jamming out, you're expending all that energy. You only get to pump up the crowd. The animation
was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice she didn't heal herself because I was too busy watching the animation.
Yeah. She was rocking out on that drum set, man.
Oh, she was just, she was burning it up. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm thinking she pumps up the crowd. So yeah. They're pumped up. Well, yeah. You know, so she can't really psych herself up, I guess.
Sure, I guess. I see that it's, yeah, either way. But anyway. Sorry, I'm cutting into valuable listener time.
I think it's valuable input. So the next topic, we had asked for input on who to use with Hulkbuster. Got a few responses. Both Stinkpalm and Leonard talk about using Hulkbuster with Iron Fist and Cyclops, which it sounds like an interesting team up. So there's a little bit of, I don't know, crossover with Red, because Hulkbuster and Cyclops are both Red, you know, massively using Red characters. But once Hulkbuster is up in level, his Red just completely obliterates how much damage Cyclops does, even though Cyclops does so much damage.
Right, but you're going to use Cyclops to make all the Red.
Right, exactly. And use Iron Fist to make all the Black for Cyclops's,
Full Blast.
Full Blast, yeah.
Full Blast, so good.
So it sounds like an interesting thing. I don't have Hulkbuster up enough that I think I could really test that out, but sounds like an interesting combination. Another combination, Noble Browncoat mentioned that Hulkbuster does generate his own Red, so use him with someone who has a Red passive, like Luke Cage.
Well,
so.
I mean, that just goes without saying. I mean, when do you not want to use Luke Cage? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Area Code 212 also wanted to point out Jean Buster, using Hulkbuster with Jean Grey is a very popular combination in PvP. Iron Fist because of his feed to Black, and Jean because of her powers are just awesome and don't overlap with Hulkbuster. So I suppose once you get them up high enough, I would love to have my Jean up high enough that I could use her in PvP match.
Yeah, mine is not playable yet.
She is one of those characters that when I see her, I usually run away.
Depends who she's with. But yeah, right. Sometimes I see it and I'm just like, nope, not gonna happen.
Devastating character. The last thing that I wanted to mention was Leonard also said, so, Noble Browncoat didn't kill you? I guess my check didn't clear. And that's all I have for the listener comments.
Wow. Who pays for a hitman with a check?
Seriously.
Real classy, Leonard.
It's three bottles of bourbon and a carton of cigarettes. Come on.
I know. What a very literal paper trail.
Good times. Ian!
Yes?
Cue some sound effects and go, man, go!
Whoa! Is it the character of the week?
Week!
Feature character of the week! This week, we will be talking about the King of Wakanda, the Black Panther. All right, Black Panther. He has yellow, blue, and black powers. His first power, his yellow power, which costs you 9 yellow AP, is called Battle Plan. He uses his tactical expertise to put some strike tiles on the board. He converts 3 basic yellow tiles into, it starts out as strength 22 strike tiles. And as he goes up in levels, the strike tiles go up in power.
Do they?
So at maximum level, he is creating 3 strike tiles for, hold on. I missed an important caveat.
Hold the phone.
If the team has 12 or more team up AP,
yeah,
the 3 basic yellow tiles are even better strike tiles. So at max level, the 3 basic strike tiles will either be 175 each or 260 each, depending on if you've reached that 12 team up AP threshold. I just learned something new by doing Character of the Week.
And that is
and
an amazing amount of damage.
Black Panther as long as possible. And that is a ton of damage. 260. So that's 260 plus some math, 780.
Yeah.
An extra 780 per match. That's awesome. I love Battle Plan. I love Black Panther. And I just learned that I need to make sure I've got team up AP.
Sorry, I'm making myself laugh. Every time you say Battle Plan, all I hear in my head is Lenny going, Dental Plan.
Lisa needs braces.
Exactly. Dental Plan.
Lisa needs braces.
Dental Plan.
Lisa needs braces.
Oh, man.
Oh, you ruined my train of thought.
Sorry, it's just every time you said it, it sounded exactly in my head. All I heard was, Dental Plan.
All right, he has a blue power.
But who cares?
It costs,
oh, no,
it's,
sorry.
It costs 8 blue AP. It's called Defensive Grid. When he uses this, he throws out a 2-turn countdown tile. Every time the tile reaches 0, he puts a protect tile on the board. Strength 22. He can make a maximum of... It starts out at a maximum of 3. Then it goes out into a maximum of 4. Then they get more protecty. Then it's a maximum of 5, and then it gets more protecty. So we're looking at a maximum of 5 protectiles, strength 140 at his max level.
However, don't let that description fool you. What actually happens is he throws out a countdown tile that the computer immediately matches away, and then you start rebuilding your blue again.
That is a sad but true story.
Every time.
In the... completely contained, self-sufficient way that he runs Wakanda, in the self-sufficient way that he runs himself, his black power, which is his damaging power, which is Rage of the Panther and costs you 12 black AP. He does damage to the entire enemy team, but the enemy team gains 5, count them 5 AP in their strongest color, and it will tell you what that is in the description. So, and the damage amount increases per. Right. So at a max damage, he's looking at 3,700 damage to the entire enemy team.
Yeah, that's his bread and butter right there. If you can fire off the yellow and then immediately follow it with the black, you're wiping a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And he is, I was going to say, now, there's sometimes, I'm pretty flexible on a lot of builds in my mind, but I feel like he is a recipe for a 5-3-5.
I don't know if anyone will possibly dispute that, because Battle Plan is a game changer, and Rage of the Panther is a game ender.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the blue power, it's nice and all, but it's not where you're going.
Right. It's certainly not bad, but... yes, I've had tons of success with the Black Panther. He's got excellent health. He's got, he's great to team up with people, but I think he stands strong on his own, right, if necessary. So I would highly recommend him. I would put him in, as far as 3 stars go, I would easily put him in my top 10.
Right. That's a character that you and Ray have a lot more experience with than I do, because there was a time when we were playing this game that I think you two both had him pretty much fully covered before I got my first Black Panther cover. Like, that was right. one of those characters that I could just never get.
Sure. It was like the reverse situation with Luke Cage.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Greg had a max Luke Cage, and I was like, Luke Cage is a character?
Yeah, I actually, Black Panther was my second 3-star that I got fully covered. Unfortunately, the first one that I got was three-star Spider-Man. So I didn't use three-star characters. I'm like, those things are worthless. And then I got Black Panther. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He's incredible. I use him every day now. He's definitely in the enchilada every day.
I do, too. He is a daily use character for me. Highly recommended.
Very much enjoyed. And an all-around good character, both in the game and in the comic books.
Yeah.
And apparently in the movie.
And for what? If I remember right, for a short period of time, was married to Storm, right?
Not that I know of, but I believe you.
I don't think there was a marriage.
Is there anybody?
I know there was a love interest.
She was married to Forge for a while.
I'm pretty sure she was married to Black Panther, and then they
pretty
got...
Sure.
Pretty sure. Hey, my second cousin Eddie from South Philly said that he heard that she was married to him.
I'm so sad I brought that up.
That's your fault.
Yeah, see, look what you did.
So they were married and divorced.
I'm pretty sure they were married and, yes, and got annulled or something. Or yep. Did you just look it up?
I did.
Oh, okay.
What happened? There was a marriage and divorce of Storm and Black Panther.
Yeah, I thought that had gone on. I didn't think I was making that up.
I don't think I read any of this, but I have it here in front of me right now. So there you go.
Because, you know, he's, you know, like a, you know, he gets his crazy powers from the Panther God and he's fairly well up there, and yet she's, you know, the African nature goddess. So, you know, good synergy going there. Just me, I guess. No one else seemed on board for that statement.
Yeah, absolutely crickets and tumbleweed.
It was. I was like, okay, thanks. Thanks for playing. I'll just sit over here in the corner and suck my thumb now.
But two good characters. I can definitely see that. Both being from Africa as well. I guess they have a lot in common. I don't know. Different parts of Africa, but...
I was going more for, you know, that god power thing. You know, they go, you know...
I wouldn't say that Panther has a god power. I mean, he's powerful.
He gets his power from a god.
Does he?
Yes, his powers are granted to him by the Panther god of Africa.
I don't know. I thought he just had some nice Wakandan technology and some adamantium.
No, the Black Panther powers come from the Panther god.
Oh, good on him.
How sad. Craig knows more about Black Panther than me.
Did you guys get any tokens opened this week?
Did I?
I don't know. Did you?
Yeah, a couple.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go then.
I got a total of four stars this week.
Wow.
Well, we had some a member of the Alliance make a purchase, so that got me enough command points to turn in.
Yes.
What
me
else
too.
Did I get? I got one from, well, we talked about Miles from the Daily Deadpool, the Crash of the Titans.
Right, yep.
I ended up getting an Iceman from...
Ooh.
Yeah, a purple again. I still don't have his green, the whiteout, but I'm getting really strong in his other powers. And by really strong, I mean three.
Wow.
I got another penance for Ghost Rider.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, very happy with that.
I'm jealous of that one.
And another cover for the 4-star Deadpool. So a couple characters that I really like. And hopefully I can sometime get some ISO for the 4-stars. I think I'm almost to the point, every day I debate it, of just stopping on the 3-stars and just dumping everything I have into 4-stars.
Yeah, I think, was that Saturday I was talking to you about that? Maybe that was last week on this show. I don't remember. But I'm...
Or both.
Could have been both. But I've been thinking of that lots of days now when I'm like, do I really need more champion 3-stars, or really should I really start pushing for my 4-star transition?
Yeah, I just had to sell a couple that were expiring. I managed to get my Human Torch up. I think I mentioned that before, but I did. I was not, because I spent all my ISO on Professor X today to win, which I apparently didn't need to.
Right.
I don't have enough, and I have a Dokken expiring right now. So I'm going to be selling that,
yeah.
And I don't know.
I mean, in one that likes to taunt me, I keep getting a plethora, I would say, of gray suit covers.
I've been getting several of those, too.
And I only have her at 128, so I just end up selling them all for ISO, because I'm just not going to be able to get her there anytime soon. But man, they just keep coming up for me.
Yeah, she was one of the ones I was managed to get up in Champion, so I've been happy with getting those. But, like, yeah. Quicksilver... Actually, you know, the one that's really bugging me is Beast.
Mm.
I would really like Beast. To have him Champion.
Yeah, it's real good. Oh, speaking of characters, hey, I did update my character list on Saturday on the Game Pendium. So if folks want to go check out our rosters, everyone's fairly current. So I haven't updated it since Saturday, so I have gotten a few covers since then, because I did stumble into a... Nova.
Oh.
Was my big find of the week. So that's the newest thing that I got, was a yellow Nova cover.
Cool. I also got four stars. I got the
nice.
Spider-Gwen that we discussed earlier.
That's so nice.
I got the Kingpin we discussed earlier.
Right.
I got a second Kingpin.
Wow.
Yeah, so now I have him at 102. So again, not competition level, but almost usable if I have to, if he's a required character.
Right.
And I got a purple Nick Fury.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so he's at a almost respectable 232.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that he's not a very powerful 4-star. He's usable.
See, I like him a lot. I would argue that his yellow is ho-hum, his blue is absolutely devastating, and his purple is solid.
Well, I guess that's why that's my opinion. The yellow is the only one that I have a lot of covers of.
Hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, mine's at 351, so I get to use that, you know, thrown attack where he sits on his giant chair.
That can be deadly. That can be.
Yeah. Oh, it can do a lot of damage. But anyway, so that's what we all got. Good times.
Right. To jump back to earlier speculation that some, at least one listener has made, now that I've taken a few seconds to use the mighty Google search engine, Madam Mask is the Hood's girlfriend, and I think she stands a decent chance of making a showing in the game.
Hmm. Interesting.
Underneath that last heading, villains need love too.
Huh. Somebody's dating the Hood.
I don't know if they are. I don't know if they are as romantically linked as I just suggested, but they are definitely partners.
Oh, because that, man, that would make me sad if that's as high up on the villain scale as she can get.
What's that?
That she has to date the Hood.
Well, they help to co-manage the Magia.
Now we're going to get comments about how to pronounce that.
Sure.
Which I'm right. actually well, figured, on board I figured- with. I don't know.
I just throw all three out.
Hey, something from our trip with Noble Bronco that I forgot to mention last week.
Uh-oh.
Is that I had to give him a gold star for coming up with a power name that I'm super on board with.
Oh, nuts.
Is that Righteous Uppercut from the super sweet Luke Cage. Since he has now appeared in Jessica Jones, Righteous Uppercut we are now christening as seen on TV. So, thanks for that, Noble Bronco. I will try and keep that in mind every time I use it, because I enjoy that.
I had completely forgotten about that.
Yeah, but it made me laugh. It's as seen on TV. Anywho, tell me about the network.
The network is the soon-to-be-named network, which you can visit via our Tumblr, soon-to-be-named network, at tumblr.com?
Except for no at, but yes.
Okay, super soon-to-be-named network.tumblr.com.
That sounds right.
Yes, it's filled with great podcasts, just like this one. You can enjoy...
None of them are just like this one.
Not just like, but in their greatness.
Okay.
In the sense that we are a great network.
We're back on board.
All right, yeah.
Yes. So anyway, you could check out Podvocacy, which is our pop culture-centric show hosted by Jason and Dave. You could check out the Fresher and Parlance show, which is on the YouTube, where Fresher and Parlance discuss news and events of the week and also play some fun games. We've got the Prodigal Sons podcast, co-hosted by yours truly and three other handsome gentlemen, where we discuss a lot of fun surprises, and I think you can tune in next week for our February game night. You can check out the Long Box Heroes, which is a podcast all about comic books, hosted by Todd and Leonard F. Chikarson, and their follow-up podcast, Long Box Heroes After Dark, where they discuss things that did not fit in their usual Long Box Heroes format. So check out the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named network.tumblr.com. .tumblr.com. I don't think I left anybody out.
As always, we want to thank everybody for joining us. We love hearing from everyone. Please go to puzzlewarriors3.com, where you can leave us comments using the discuss feature. Or you can find our shows posted on the subreddit, and we can read anything that you put up there, and we'll bring those up as well. You can listen to the podcast there on our webpage. You can get it from iTunes. You can get it from Stitcher. You can get it from Podomatic. Any sort of flavor of device you enjoy, please get the podcast. Tell your friends. Save the world.
Save the cheerleader?
Yeah, exactly. The new season of that, not been so great. Not been so great.
I believe that entirely.
Yeah. If you feel like throwing us a bone, go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy something. We get a few pennies.
Yeah, we actually got a few pennies this last week, so hey, thanks for anybody who is going and buying stuff on the Amazon banner.
So that's all I got for this week, so goodbye for now, and remember, folks, I don't need your civil war. Good night.
These rich and buries the poor.
I'm not joining in.
Come on, Ray. Come on. Tell me about the human grocery store.
Seriously.
Ain't that rich?
Ain't that fresh?
Yeah. Good night.
Bye, friends.
Goodbye.
And I figured it could be Captain America.
Yeah.
I love three-star Cap.
The movie's called Captain America Civil War, not Iron Man Civil War.
Well.
True.
It's true. But, you know, he's got to be in it with someone. He's got to have an opposing force.
Well, yeah, Peter Parker's got to show up.
Yeah, but he's on both sides. Yeah. He ends up on both sides.
Goes both ways. Oh!
He does. Man. There it is again. It's come back to that, just like poor Loki. Craig is obsessed with bisexual superheroes. Which is fine, but...
that was funny.
It's weird.
You killed me.